AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan told President Trump he doesn't want the job permanently.
Pat Shanahan, who is a wonderful person, is, as you know, going to take some time off for family matters. And I want to thank him for his service.
Shanahan cited what he called a painful family situation that would hurt his children and reopen wounds we have worked years to heal. Army Secretary Mark Esper will replace Shanahan as acting defense secretary. President Trump is on his way to Orlando, Florida, to announce he is running for second term. Protesters are in Orlando, too. Stocks finished with big gains today. The Dow Jones Industrials finished up 353 points. The boost came when President Trump announced he'll meet next week with China's president, Xi Jinping. Economic advisor Larry Kudlow says tariffs are hurting China and helping the U.S.
Some American firms have already begun actions to shift production from China to the United States.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with leaders at CENTCOM today about Iran. 1,000 more U.S. troops are headed to the Middle East. President Trump says he doesn't want war with Iran.
They've been a nation of terror. Now we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. They are a much different country today than they were 2.5 years ago when I came into office.
President Hassan Rouhani says Iranians will withstand mounting U.S. pressure and emerge victorious. It's being called one of the largest drug busts in American history. More than $1 billion worth of cocaine, more than 16 tons, were seized from a ship at a port in Philadelphia. Boeing is selling its 737 MAX planes again. At the Paris Air Show, Boeing announced the parent company of British Airways signed a letter of intent for 200 Boeing 737 aircrafts. There have been two deadly crashes over the past year involving 737 MAX jets. This is AP Radio News. At the Paris Air Show, NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine is detailing the agency's plans to put astronauts on the moon by 2024 to train for eventual exploration to Mars.
Think of a small space station in orbit around the moon. The first elements of the gateway are the power and propulsion element and a mini habitation module. Ultimately, what the gateway will be used for in the year 2024 is to get humans down to the surface of the moon.
Bridenstine says NASA can't settle for the status quo.
I would also say that we have to be careful, though, not to get anchored on the moon. We want to make sure that we're keeping our eyes on the horizon goal, which is Mars. The moon is the proving ground. Mars is where we need to go.
NASA is also hoping to encourage private investors to run commercial programs. Investigators in Alabama say a man kept a caged attack squirrel in his apartment and fed it methamphetamine to ensure that it stayed aggressive. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.